We are up to the Pe'alav and Mal'alav, and we don't have much time. So let's, ready? Let's move. Okay. Chav Gimel Chodesh Adar Aleph. Says the Mishnah, cause of legaris is to the moment you decided to write a get and you wrote it to divorce your wife. Vinim lichin, you changed your mind, you decided to live together. Beshama Imrim, paslam in akuna. The very fact that you wrote a get already ruins her from kahuna. She can no longer marry a kohen. If he dies and she's a widow, she was never divorced. The fact that he wrote a get, it's called a reach a get, and that's it. She can no longer marry. Or besidlo imim afa pisha nosin lal tanai. Even if he gave it to her. On a condition, so not only did he write it, he actually gave it to her, but he said on the condition that X, Y, Z happens. But lay not something out of the same condition. If I don't come back in 10 months, and he came back within 10 months, like possum and kahuna, I called man, it wasn't a proper get. She's not a grusha, she's not a divorcee, so she's not also tokoin. Says the Gemara, Sholoch le Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Menashe, Medavil Shmuel. Rabbi Yisrael, the son of Menashe from the city of Davil, sent to Shmuel, Yilam Deinu, Rabbeinu, teach me the following. What happens if Yotzel of Koel, rumor spread that Ish Pleini Koyin, this particular man, a Koyin, Kosov get leash, he wrote a get to his wife, and the question is if he can live with her, because a Koyin cannot live with his own wife. Once he divorced her, he can never take her back. A rumor had it that he wrote the get. So first it's a rumor, saying, well, the rumor wasn't that he gave her the get. The rumor was that he wrote the get. What happens? And we paskin like Basil, writing a get doesn't do anything, but how do we treat this? The Yeshev is Tachtav Mishamashta, and we see them living together and they're serving each other. Ma'um, Sholoklei, he sent back, Shmuel sent back, Teitze, they must separate. Then we have to analyze it. Immediately separate, then we'll analyze it. What do you have to analyze? If you want to analyze the imivat linen color, if you want to analyze if we can somehow or another silence the curl and quash it, if we can quash these false rumors, then she can go back. Or we cannot. No, let's see. Practically speaking, if we can somehow or another find out the source of this rumor and then quash it, then we allow them to live together, but otherwise not. Is that the point? No, it's not so. Because when a doyi, in some cities, there's actually a motivation to try to quash any rumors. In some cities, we don't. The bezin doesn't get involved. The only way you can squash a rumor is if there's a bonding in town, say, Bob Mice says it never happened, get it from the bima, or the dayonim in the city say it never happened. But in a doyi, the dayonim didn't get involved. You know why? When a doyi, asid Shmuel, when a doyi was the city where Shmuel lived, when a doyi lemevat nekola, the dayonim did not get involved to quash any kailas. Why? Because people will then say, the dayonim are in cahoots with these corrupt. In a city where the people are constantly cynics. And they're constantly accusing the Rabbanim of being corrupt. They have to behave in a way that nobody can find fault in their behavior. So they would not get involved, intervene in koilus. Because that will just add fuel to the fire. So in the day, they wouldn't quash the koilus. So what do you mean, what do you have to look into? What does a bedika? Elodi korul in the cynic siva. Oh, the rumor was that he wrote a get. We need to know, when people say writing a get, do they mean only writing, or they meant by it writing and gave it? But they use the word writing. Because if they meant writing and gave it, then she's a divorcee. But you can't. Okay, something like that.
Are you actually buying the seven of favor?
Yeah, okay, exactly, yeah. No. When people, how do people speak? Colloquially. When people say, he wrote a get, did he mean he wrote and he gave it? He just wrote it. So if he meant he wrote it and gave it, then she's a grusha. If he just wrote it, we pass him a basil, nothing happened. What does that help? Let's say that people, when they say write, they can also mean gave it, but it can also mean writing. If let's say he only wrote it, you'd also say he wrote it. So therefore, why should it be a problem? In. You must say, you're right. The Migalya Milsa, the Kodrul and the Siva Ksiva, you're right. So when you write a get, you say he wrote it. And if you write and give it, you also say he wrote it. We got a problem. Because part of the rumor will be that he wrote it. And people then will say, probably gave it as well. Or some people will say. And that's enough to spread a rumor that she's a divorcee. And then when you see them living together, what's going on there? A man took back his divorced wife. Dilma Nasa Kamara Tete. We have to avoid any talk. Davil, whatever that is. Yeah, but Shmuel can. Yeah, interesting. Unless Davil is a neighborhood in Hadoi. Or Davil is like Hadoi that they don't. And Teisha said that in the doy they don't quash rumors, even if there are witnesses that substantiate that say that never happened, that the Yonim won't get involved. Because they were so scared that people would say that Rabbonim, they're worse, that they're corrupt. They were so scared of that, they didn't want to get involved in anything which is a machlekes. Is that what kind of basic but they didn't want to involve anything in machlokes. Okay, you want to write that's it. Any rumor that happened after she remarried, we're not worried anymore. For example, if there's a rumor that a woman is engaged to a person, then she's not going to get married until she gets a divorce from that person that the rumor said that she was married. But if she married somebody else, then we quash that rumor. We quash that rumor. So l'chayr over here by the koyin. If she remarried her husband, isn't the rule that once she acted, we actually it's our duty to stop the rumors so that they can continue living happily ever after? Once they get married, I'm not worried about it. You're right. If she remarried her husband and the rumor then continues to reverberate throughout the community, we ignore it. But we're talking about if she married a second person. If she married a second person, we wanted to go out of that marriage. In other words, if her what do you mean? I guess no. If her, let's say there's a rumor that he divorced her. He wrote again, divorced her, and then he took her back, and then he died, and then she married a second person. So now the rumor is continuing, which says that she really was a divorcee. Her husband should have married. We won't talk about it, but she was a divorcee, and therefore she can't marry a coin. So the second coin has to divorce her. Fredi Gemara, but im kenat amoytil la. Fredi Gemara, im kenat amoytil la. The bonus tradition comes out to casting aspersions on the children of the first marriage. Says the Gemara, kiven de mesheni who de mafkinula umarishin loy mafkinula. We didn't step in and say to her, she remarried her husband, get out. We said nothing. It's only when she married the second one. What does that tell us? That a minute before he died, he must have given her a divorce. Therefore, her original children are kosher. It's the second husband that she has to leave. So no, there won't be any rumors about the children. Which is impossible. Rabbi Yechon should ever see Yehuda bar Eloi. Like we have Rabbi Yechon named Hashem
Yechoi.
Exactly. That's right. A few generations apart.
We heard a quote from him.
We also had a Masechta Nazir, if you remember. That whenever there's more than two names, 3, 4, 5, 6, he mentioned the first and the last. And you don't mention all the middle ones. Remember having more Nazir? You don't have to mention all the middle ones.
Sometimes
you do, and we asked them why, and I can't remember what we answered. But we mentioned the first and last. So Rabbi Yehuda, he heard of three generations in between, but we just say the first and the last name. Now, this we also had a very similar comment in the Gemara Brachas Daf Yutes and the Gemara Brachas in the beginning of the sixth Pedic. Boy, you they come and see, Shalaikid. If you remember in the Daf Yutes, they were talking about why they used to have Rabbi Yehuda when he took his shoe off, it started raining, they had miracles. Why the older people are better than we are. And Daf Lamed Hey, the Yom Avav, we have the same thing. Why the earlier generations were always looking for Chumras, had to be Machm, and the later ones were always looking for Kulis. Boy, you they come and see, Shalaikid Deida, so the Shayin, the Achrein, Deida, the Shayin is Beishamai, look how Machm it is. You just wrote a get, that's it, you can no longer be a Kain. We're so Machpid about the Yichas of a Kohuna that even the smell of a get, we don't want such a woman marrying a Kain. That's how Machm Beishamai was. And yet, the Deida is Achrein, Abdeisa, now who's Abdeisa? Taisa Abdeisa Ben Hurkinus. Abdeisa Ben Hurkinus was a Talmud of Beishamai. So, according to
one
some.
One generation later.
Exactly. So that's very cool, Deida is Achrein. According to some, others learned different Abdeisa. The time we learned, where do you see that he's Michael? Shavuya Eichelas Betruma. Even Abdullah says that if a woman was kidnapped, captured by Goyim, she's allowed. We're not choishes that the Goy raped her, and therefore she's may continue eating Truma, even though halacha is not like that, but we can continue eating Truma. Remember the whole story of the doors of Chizda. Amr Abdullah said, what did this Arab, captor do? Mipnation, Miech Lo Bendidah, he pressed in a few places. Possum and Akuna. We don't think that the Goyim raped her. They just think that, you know, they showed Balabatishkeit, but and another thing he said, I made a similar comment with other proofs. In the earlier generations, always looking for chumres, machnis and peiros, and they would bring their fruits in from the yard, from the garden, from the field. Dead at traksma through front door. They wanted to find ways to bring the chiv on as early as possible, so they can do their mitzvah of truma maisa. In the later generations, machnis and peiros, and they would bring the peiros. We had two gisoys in brachas. We had the gisoys that brought it b'moyt shalom with their no. In brachas. Had the b'moichelah, which means where they're while they're still inside the sheath, so they never saw the pnei abayis. Therefore, they were not chayv matayda. Over here, we say that a gagas via the roof, that a kafifas via the porch, they're the poitim and a meiser to patter them from meiser matayda. What do you mean? That they can eat arah, can eat a snack. Don't be in the terms of the bais. In the bais until you actually see the house. Remember, it says be arti ha kodesh mina bais. When did you have to get rid of the kodesh? Only once it's saw the house. Rabbi Yechon Amar Afilu Chotze Kavas. Even the, it goes in the courtyard already. Chayiv. Remember, v'achlu b'sherecha v'saveyu in my courtyards and my gates and I'm chayiv. So we see the early generation always machmir and the later ones are always mekum. Even though some of the chumras that we find today, nobody even 100 years ago would have imagined, and yet they come up in the chumras as well. So it's a stira to this gemaria because there's a chreim and have to be open orthodoxy. Kulis. Got to find kulis.
Join the chumra of the week club.
That's it, exactly. The chumra. What was the matter? The pickles there? The chasa there? Everyone was trying to brag off for some kind of chumra. So this guy came up, trying to remember the story. This chasa got up and he says, we banned all pickles. Why? Because we already ran out of chumra. Because every other chumra we took already. So we had to fight. It's the last chumra we could fight.
I'll have to find it for you. The chumra of the week club.
There's a mission there. It's on the list. It's on the list.
With writing on them or not? The ones with writing for sure.
Hamegadesh is ishta. If you remember New York 2 years ago, you're not allowed to drink water from New York water anymore. You're not allowed to eat any fruit because it had no fruit you're allowed to eat because it had some kind of spray on it. They basically banned all food. Apart from mashke, that's about it. Only thing you can drink. Really, yeah. So.
And even mashkas are only...
Only. Because there's some little insects that are bacteria.
Microscopic bugs in the water.
Yeah.
So what happens if you wash your Indian hair shaitel in New York water? That's it.
Says the Mishnah, Hamigarish es ishto, if somebody divorces his wife, so they physically divorce each other. And then the Loni, Imai Bipundiki, they spend the night together in a hotel. We'll soon see whether we actually saw them doing anything or we just saw them walking through the room together. And again, here, we had before, Bishama here is lenient. Bishama says you don't need a get.
They get chaney.
Don't matter, get chaney. You already had a get. A second get. Because we don't suspect anything happened. But he still says, Tzricha, or we'll soon see that even if something happened, they did it for fun, not to get remarried. Or Basil says, Tzricha, hey, men get chaney, because definitely they did it to get remarried. Amosai, when do we say, Bismanshin is Gashim and Asuin? The way we're learning the Mishnah right now is that we actually saw them having relations. So since that they were Megadish from the seats in the Mishnah, they did not see, we're just assuming, because we saw them go into the room together. But since they were already married, so they had that certain fondness in between them, and even though they divorced each other, now that they're in the room together, we'll assume, according to Basil, something happened between them. Abramoidim and Gashim and Eli, so they didn't really know each other, just engaged to each other. She ain't a sichem and a get chain, even though we saw them go in the room together, you don't need to say get. If they she ain't li boy gazba, they're not that friend. It's the same thing about there's two ways to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Rabba Barbachana said, name Rabbi Yechanan, mach like, you know what we're talking about here? Bishara, we actually saw them having relations. No, so why did Bishamai say that you don't need a second get? Bishamai Savri, Adam, Isa, Beilase, Beilas Nus. That somebody would make the Bila Bila's Nus. Even though Gemara Yevamah, Bishamai said that a girl who was, Bishamai said that a girl once, if she lived with a man at the age of 12, she cannot walk out of the marriage because we're going to assume that a person does not have Bila's Nus and the man always wanted to, every Bila they did. He did it, in other words, if they didn't talk about it, it continued after 12 years old. According to Bishamai, a person does not make his Bila's Nus and therefore he did it the same condition. And here he said, oh, and here is Bishamai. And based over here, Bishamai says that any other business. The difference is, the Tanya says that over here, he actually gave her a divorce. Over there, there's no divorce, they're living together. So, if Bishamai says they're living together, he probably did a shame condition. Over here, he divorced her already. Now he had some tashmish. Must be, he just did it for Znus. However, Basil Savri ain Adam Isa be lost Bilus Nus. Basil says that they knew that not to be a person, not Znus. I, Basil says over there that a woman.
Same kedushin.
That's when you second get. I over there. We say that by me and Basil says that you don't. That you, even after 12 years old, they continue living. They didn't do anything about it. She could still be Mayan. What happened to Bilas and Nus over there? Because they lived together legally. He never thought that he has to. That he never treated as his Bilas Nus. He thinks whatever he's doing is a continuation of before, without having any kavan. Think about it. Another quote by Sil, when do we say ain't other Moshe Bilal? He knows that the only way that they can live together right now is if they get married, so therefore he definitely had a mind to get married. But if he thinks, that's why the big machlekes are born in today, if a guy had a civil marriage, do we say Mahatayda they're married? because they're living as man and wife. So those who say ain't other ma'aser bilasa bilus nus, he definitely did a shen kedushin. Others say pufaket, like here in the Tesis, because they think they're married. Enough for them. They think that civilly they were married. They're married, so therefore he continued thinking the same way throughout the rest of his married life. I never had deliberately in mind, specifically in mind, that I am now having tashmish the same condition, because he thinks that this is that he's married to her already. He thinks he's not living your samurai. He's married, and therefore he never did the first time shen kedushin properly. Neither did the tenth time, the hundredth time.
Know that there's a musig of kedushin bichlal. He doesn't understand the whole.
No, you have to have kedushin. Do you doing bia l'shem marriage?
So
there's two opinions there. One opinion says ain't otherwise beloved is nus, and therefore even and many are born paskin need a get mahatayda. People who are civilly married will need a get mahatayda. Now they say no, you don't, because like Tay says over here, they'll continue the rest of their lives living the way they lived in the beginning, thinking that the civil marriage that made them married, and therefore whatever they're doing afterwards is kosher. They're not doing out of wedlock, out of marriage, and therefore he never had specifically in mind that any particular bia is a shen kedushin, and therefore mahatayda not married. And they don't need to get matayda, and they're much easier.
That was what you're saying, because they lived before they had the civil
marriage. No, after
the civil marriage.
Yeah,
after.
The point is, when the moment they take the step of the civil marriage,
no. They think that's the marriage.
Exactly. Yeah.
So therefore, they've never have a mind during a bia that this bia is the shame kedushin. Because they're relying on the fact that they're civilly married, and that's it.
They got a certificate.
Exactly. So there's two schools of thought.
According to that school of thought, is Adam Oisa Bielos?
No, he's not Nus. He thinks it's not Nus. He thinks, like Tesis right here. Look at the last two lines of Tesis. Kivon Shaydek Dushin Suyim Bol, this girl was 9 years old. He went, even though Matthias is married, since he came in a legal way, Loy Choshele Bielos Nus. He doesn't think it's Nus. He doesn't think it's Nus.
So the question is, what is it that sets up that bond between a man and a woman? Is it the ceremony and the registration?
Of course, it's the beer. But what does a person think? What does this person think who got married legally
on the certificate?
Yeah, he thinks he's married. He thinks that every beer that he has is part of the marriage. Is within the marriage framework of marriage. So why would he have a minor shen kedushin? He thinks that it's all based on whatever he did in the beginning. But if what he did in the beginning was no good, then all it is a hemshich of that no good, that beginning. That's one school of thought. The other school of thought says no. Ain't others be with Nusa, as soon as you know when they got married. No, we don't need a specific thought from him. It's actions tell us that. Anyway, it's two schools of thought. If you look at Chuvas, you can right away feel which way they're following. Let's get invited. But according to Rabbi Bachana, if later Uushanivlo, if he did not see them have any relations together, then Divrei Hakel ain't a tzichem and a get, and you don't need a get because probably nothing happened. That's how Rabbi Yechon is. Tanami we learned in the Mishnah. So let me ask a question. If that's Pshat, then what's the chilik? Eight is sin and a suyin. It says in the Mishnah, but if they only got engaged, then everyone agrees that nothing happened. What do you mean? If we saw them having relations, who cares if they were engaged or they were married before? You saw them have relations. The same machlek is, according to Hillel, you should need a get. Why don't you need to get if it's nisar? So if you saw them having relations, Tanah we learned if another moedim shen is gashim and the eretz said that they were only engaged. Shein zirim and get shein dishen lebgasbo of ibishiroshin evil. If we saw them living together, mali minos mali nesuin. Ella must be masnisin bishaloi ruoshin evil. Our mishnah is talking about we did not see them having relations. What did you see? You just saw two eidim. You saw your eidim yichud. Beis Shammai says that hein ein eid, that all you saw them going together in the room. That's all. You didn't see anything more than that. So therefore, we assume nothing happened. And remember, the svar of that is like I told you yesterday. Taisa brings me to Shalmi, because when do you divorce a wife? Because you saw a cheater, you're angry with her. If you're angry with her, if you saw them walking together in the same hotel, doesn't mean anything happened because there's a lot of anger there. But according to Hillel, you're not because you're angry. You just saw a nicer person. But if you're alone in a hotel, maybe she somehow or another got you excited again. So then the Basil Chayshish. So then it makes sense. If when we Chayshish, only they were married before, but if they were not married previously, they only engaged previously, they don't have that kinship. That's right. But if the Taka saw them and everyone maybe would hold that, you need to get. But Rabbi Yechon, so our Mishnah talking about Loiru Numiullah. And Rabbi Yechon says that Ruach Shinib is Machlaikit. Rabbi Yechon followed this price. I'm going to get Tanya and who argues the Mishnah. Omish Melazalai, Nechlebisham Bisil, Loiru Nibullah, Shane Sikh, and I get Shane. The price says no. Rabbi Shulazalai, Bisham Bisil will agree that you never saw anything happen. Then you don't need a second get. Why? Because probably nothing happened. Alma Nechleku, what are they arguing? Al Shiru Ua Shinibullah. We saw them living together. Bishamai Omrim, Odom Oisib. Bishamai says that it was Bilos Nus. Or Bishalai, Ain't Bilos Nus. So this, our Mishnah, obviously, argues with the Braisa. The only way you can try that Mishnah, because you make a distinction between Arus and Nesuya, is that you did not see them have any relations, is that it might play. What's the base of the Machlekes? So Gemara says, the crux of Machlekes is, you saw them going together, you didn't see them living together. I mean, we don't say, Hein, Hein, Eide Yichud, Hein, Hein, Eide Bia. We don't say because you're something together that anything happened. Well, we do say hein hein eide yichud hein hein eide beer. We do say if there was a kinship, then maybe something happened. But everyone is moidim, but it's garshim in edison. If there was no kinship, just merely we were engaged. Ein atzicha hein menu get chayonis and get the kibon the ein liboy gazba. They're not that friendly. We don't automatically assume hein hein eide beer. Says the Gemara, "Me, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, say that. Rabbi Yechon, halacha is tam mishnah. Did Rabbi Yechon actually say that? Did Rabbi Yechon say the halacha like a tam mishnah, like our mishnah? How could Rabbi Yechon paskin like this brayse once against tam mishnah?" And we'll kim do the maslis and our mishnah is saying bishloi ruj nivla. How can you say Rabbi Yechon follows the brayse where it said that everyone agrees if we did not see them having any relationship and nothing happened when our mishnah said there's a machlekes? And you yourself interpret our mishnah bishloi ruj nivla. And for the gemara, amarai ninu li Rabbi Yechon machlekes to amarai Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon passed like our mishnah, he passed like the brayse. Oh. Only once we say that. And Tesis and Hamafke, the end of Eil Metzias, says, how come we don't say the thing Rabbi Yechon when we could? And the answer, because Rabbi Yechon was much younger than Rav, and therefore, because Rabbi Yechon was much younger than Rav, we didn't want to use it for Rabbi Yechon. And we had a Peldig Rashi before, that Rav was the lowest, unbelievable Rashi. Rashi, the Rav was the lowest Talmud of Rabbi. Or he Rashi's either he was Benini or he was the lowest. Remember Rashi? Told you Rashi. Write the Mishnah. Concept get kireach. This is a very interesting get. Let's make it quick. Get kireach is as follows: a bold get. By Kohen had a terrible. Kohenim had terrible tempers. Even though Chassidus says Kohen is chesedu, Kohenim had terrible tempers. And when you have a temper, you do crazy things. You say crazy things. And if they get upset, they wipe out of the house and they divorce her. The thing is that Yisrael happens a bad temper. Okay, 5 minutes later he calms down. He can take her back. A Kohen can't take her back. So what did we do to avoid this problem? We made this get very, very difficult. We would do it like this. We write part of the get, and we leave a blank space, and we take further down from the parchment, and we fold up the blank space and the blank space. They have to cover over each other. You sew it up. That takes time, and you get the single witness to sign that. Then you write another couple of lines in the get, leave a blank space. You take a blank space in the next part of the parchment, you fold it up, you sew it up, and you get another second aid. You need a minimum of three aidim, minimum of three, because it's hard to find aidim. Everything delays you. By the time you finish, you say, what am I doing? I'm crazy? And you'll calm down. And so on. What happens if you have this get kereach, a koyin, he has a number of folds, but one of the folds, you forgot to get an aid to sign. That get is possible. So the Mishnah, concept of get kereach, what happens that you had a get kereach and she remarried, mizeh, the get is possible, so she has to leave the second husband and also she cannot go back to the first husband. The chol adrachim eleh by all the disqualifications we had before, no ksuvin, well that applies here as well. Get kereach, what happened after you wrote the get, you realize you left a blank. Hakel mashlim and all, I don't care who you put on it, even a apostle aidas, even a ganif and an ever you can put on it, because it's not, we only need two aidim, the rest is only there to delay you, so it's enough. David ben Anuk, he said no. A mashlim and olav, Yitaka don't need 100% kosher eidim, or you cannot use a ganav for an eved. You can use a relative, which might be possibly disqualified to your eidim, but overall, they're kosher eidim. Ela kroivim, haruin, lohoyim, mamaka, macha, sudbo, elsewhere. The eidim get kerech, kosher, kshara, merubin, meidim. What do you mean a bold get? That it has more folds than it has eidim signed on the back. In other words, you left a blank. That's bold, blank. Says Gemara, my time is the kerech. What is for the gzeidim shub kulchem? Might have been 10 people in the room, and if you would have said kulchem, we learned before every single person has to be involved. So therefore, get kereach. If you made so many folds, we're assuming that many eidim. You knew there would be that many eidim involved. You might even told them kulchem, so the get is possible. Get kereach hakom mashlim in Allah. Anybody can use a kiva. Eved, my time. Why does a kiva say you cannot use a ganef for an eved? People think that if it's an assigned here, you can use it in the future. No, so karav nam islamim because later, if you have a relative, people say, oh, his first cousin is on the get. Maybe people start thinking you're allowed to use a first cousin as an aid. Ella Evid Hain the time. You know why you can't? Dilma Osila Suke Luyuchsin. People say that. So the Evid signs, he must be freed. He must be now a regular Yid. He can marry Yid. Nu Gazlin the Bayuchsinu is Kasha Baba Gazlin. It's not a question of marrying because he's allowed to marry anybody he wants. Why can't a Gazlin then sign a Kunabakiva? We cannot use elokrevim haruin lahayimagmachad. Only psul that we allowed to use is the first cousin. Card of in gazan loyon your relative not a gazan. Ela eved hainat time. You know why you cannot use an eved as an aid? The osul of but people will assume shichru shichre. People say, oh, maybe he's already been liberated, he's freed. And they can then start proposing shiduchan zevaitiv. Gazan nami will count for minion. A gazan also osul of meimah tshuva. People think he did tshuva and they'll start using him as an aid when he's not. No, Kadav Michael member, but Kadav. What can go wrong? Everyone knows he's first cousin. He's still first cousin. Kadav Kuli Alma Yadav. Everyone knows he's first cousin, so no mistakes will happen. The mistake is not people think, oh, you're allowed to use a relative or you're allowed to use a ganif. Everyone knows you're not allowed to use a ganif. The mistake is that people say that this guy is no longer a ganif. He did tshuva, or this guy is no longer an eved. He was free. Get kireyach. If you have this ball, get, for example, Shiva, Chad of Shiva, you have seven folds, the eight of Shisha, but you only have six eight. So one fold is missing. Or Shisha, six folds, the eight of Chamisha, and five eight. Or Chamisha, five, the eight of Abraham, you have four. Above four, the eight of Shlosh, three. Ad Khan. Until his
mach. Then
we have to open it up. Then we bring. No, you will see the signature.
What you're saying is you
fold the blank over blank. You text blank.
You write a line.
Blank.
That first line, do you need to sign the first line?
No.
But then you have a blank, and you therefore have to fold over.
And then over the fold, you have the eighth sign. On the fold.
Okay.
After you fold it, on top of the fold, an eight sign.
And then you start writing some
next line.
Then you write some more text, then you fold it.
Again, same thing. And over every fold, you have an eight sign.
So when you look at the eight, what you see is you see
nothing, because it's all sewn up.
But you see text, and
you'll see a bunch of agents. You see no text, basically.
You don't see no text.
You do see a little bit of text, but it's very hard, because it's all folded up. And
there must be some blank spaces. The blank spaces are where the fold is.
It's sewn up. You don't have to open up the fold. You don't have to open it up. When you unfold the get, you'll see text, aid, text, aid, text, aid, text, aid. But it's thicker. You know, one, fold, two.
You
couldn't leave space. You could leave a little bit of space between, so I guess you have to leave a little bit to fold.
It's actually not
a kireach. It is. No, but kireach is you're missing an eved. You're missing an eid. One of the folds should have had, every fold has to have a different eid sign on it, and you didn't have an eid on one. That's right. That's the bold spot. Now, when do we say you can have possible eidim? As long as you have three, at least a minimum of three folds with eidim on it. However, if you have three folds and two eidim, he's missing one. Divrei Hakel, then everyone agree. Aim mashlimin olav el kadosh.
But if you say kireach hakol mashlimin, so that means if you had all these eidim, then it's not kireach anymore.
If every fold has an eight sign, it's only kireach. Yeah. Why should it be different?
So in other words, not to be a kireach, you can even get this possibility.
Exactly.
Not to be a kireach.
Now the question is, why was that bananas made that if you have three folds, and even though you already have two kosher aidim, the third aid has to be a kosher aid, at least a relative? Why? Three folds are like two normal. Amalei says, "Afli kashli, I didn't understand." V'shiel v'avnuna. If you hold that three knots is the minimum that you need minimum of three eidim. So how can we allow a kodav? You should have then three kosher eidim. So he explained it because the third eid is only midrabbanan to make it difficult for the kohen. Therefore, we're not tomak. But as long as he's a kosher le'eid, other cases like a kodav is all right. Tanya Nabihachi, get kireach, shot of Shiva, the eight of Shisha, if you have seven folds and six eidim, Shisha, the eight of Chamisha, six and five eidim, Chamisha, the above four eidim, above eight Shlosha, four folds and three eidim, Atkan, Machlekes, Bananas, Abekiva, which kind of person you can use. Abe Heshlim, all of Eved, that's a Machlekes, you can use an Eved and those extra folds, Bananas, Eimer, Avlad, Kosh, it's all right, Akiva, Avlad, Mamzet. Avok, shot of Shlosha, you have three folds, the eight of Shnayim, and you need three, minimum three eidim, Divri Hakel, Ein Mashlim, and all of Elokav, you need a Kodav. Rabbi Yosef Masseh, Rabbi Yosef is not even a kodav. In this case, you need a kosher. If you have three folds, the third aid, because that was at the kodav of chami by a kohen, you should have three aid, you should be kosher. Bring more of a tanya kodav. The third, no.
Three
single aid guys. So you have a total, on this get, you have a total of three aid. On the whole get. But tanya kodav, we look clearly kodav. I'm going to pop a tini kosher. Rabbi Yosef holds that actually the third aid has to be kosher. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mr.